Good morning and welcome to Get Enlightened with me, Lauren Scott. I'm so excited that y'all are here and I'm so excited to have three incredible young guests to the podcast today. I welcome Alex Newman, Andrew McDonald, and Jackson Hammock. Hello, guys.
Howdy. What's going on?
Y'all might need to go into the mic just a little bit because it's all three of you.
Yeah.
We are sitting up here at the cabin on spring break and I got a chance to get to know them and I thought that it would be wonderful to bring them on because surprisingly, our analytics are actually quite similar. So with that, I'm going to jump on over to y'all, let you introduce your socials and then we'll jump into it. Y'all ready?
Mm-hmm. Right, so I'm Alex. So I am the founder of a podcast that we are all a part of. So that's Dungeon Discussions on Instagram. And we talk about Dungeons and Dragons. It's a fun game that we all share together that kind of brought us together as friends. And now we're looking to share our amazing stories that we've been telling for years with a lot of people in the world.
Now, I was new to the Dungeon and Dragon world. I didn't know a whole lot. I've seen it, but I've not been really involved in any of it. So I was asking a ton of questions last night. So let's kind of talk about what that is. And because one of the things that surprised me so much is looking at your analytics is the age group that I get with them is 24 to 52. And there were a lot of 24 to 52 year old players that are really interested in y'all's podcast. So let's go into that, like the age differences and what it does and kind of the difference that it's made in your life, because that was one of the things, Alex, that you said last night that I think really caught my attention is that it really made a difference in your life.
Right. Yeah. So I grew up watching people play Dungeons and Dragons and tell these amazing stories, specifically a group called Critical Role. And they are a group of professional voice actors that are also friends, and they got together and said, hey, we're creating these amazing stories in this world that we made. Why not share it with the world? And it made like a tremendous impact on me growing up, just seeing over years people develop not as themselves, but also as characters in this world and going through and having these otherworldly experiences that you don't have in the real world. Fighting evil and things like that, as well as just getting together and having a good time with friends once a week for a couple of hours.
Yeah, I think that's the coolest part is that it kind of brings a community together and y'all are involved with not only your community, but others, right? Because as you're playing with other people like all over the world or you just play with your group?
Well, typically, it's just with us.
Okay.
But it is something that we share. When did D&D start? 1970s?
Yeah, so Dungeons & Dragons as a game started in, I think, around the late 70s, with one of the main creators being a guy named Gary Gygax. And so he played basically this genre of games called wargaming, which was one person against another person controlling an entire army of people. And basically the idea was, what if we took all of our knowledge and expertise in controlling an entire army of people, and what if we condensed it into one person, and that person had emotions and a personality and different skills, strengths, and weaknesses, and what if that one person had to team up with other people to actually get things done? And that was how it started, and it just evolved quickly into the tabletop role-playing game that we know and love today. We're now on the fifth edition of D&D, and soon reaching technically the sixth edition, which they're now calling 1D&D, and they're hoping that that's the last edition of D&D that they're going to put out and just continually evolve that one edition.
Wow.
It should be pretty great coming up. Hopefully we'll get to play it. We'll still all be together and keep playing D&D, and hopefully we'll make it to 1D&D. Yeah.
Hopefully, for perspective, we're all 18 years old.
Yeah, I was fixing to say, just so you know, I was, Jackson is on top of it. Because
I was trying to get it. You know us.
These kids are up at the cabin that we come to with our friend Lee, and Andrew is like family to us, and so these are his friends that we got to meet, and they're all seniors, guys. Like, their mind is incredible. Y'all are on the right track. I had such an enjoyable conversation with you last night. So let's talk about your senior year. And then let's talk in, because I feel like that is the lead in to going into what y'all are really planning. So let's start with where you're at right now. We're graduating. We're fixing to graduate. We've got what, 3 months, 2 months, 2.5 months?
2.5 months.
Two and a half months left. Who all's going to college?
It's Jackson Hammock. It's going slow. It's going slow. I guess senioritis is really kicking in. So right now, like, what we're doing is, I know you're not supposed to do this, but we're just waiting a whole week. And what we're looking forward is Sunday, which is when we play D&D, and is when we produce.
Mm-hmm.
And Saturdays is when we do podcasts. So that's really what we're looking forward to right now. I'm also in band. You know, I think D&D, it started in the 1970s, right? And originally it was like for weirdos, still kind of is. Yeah, so I guess the band culture definitely hit. I know like right when we started like, you know, actually getting into the business side of things, I know everybody in the band hall was wanting to join, which the band hall is like a spot for like everybody to be not judged and everything. So that was really like where I guess this culture was curated.
Well, it shows you the need. And maybe that's because your age group specifically needs a community. You need to feel like you fit in. You know what I mean? Like that's the whole point of socialization, I feel like, in high school, right? Mm-hmm. Especially in high school. So I think the need of that is the number one takeaway from me last night was just how committed y'all are too. Like it makes you commit yourself to doing something outside of, you know, school and grades and something that you enjoy that's fun. And one of the things that I told them last night is to always say yes and to follow their joy. And I think that's amazing that y'all are doing that. Now, Jackson has some really cool flexes, so I'm going to let you flex on the podcast. So, because as a mom, I love flexes for the kids. So
I've been in a band for a long time now. I'm going up on 8 years, going into music education or music performance. Last year I was ranked fourth in the state for bass clarinet. This year I'm ranked third. So, you know, I guess a whole year and I got up one. That's cool. But I'm going into music education at SFA, Axum Jacks. And hopefully y'all will be seeing me not on only the stage of podcasting, but also the big stage of maybe conducting and orchestral sound, hopefully. But I guess that's my flex.
That's a great flex. Thank you for sharing, Jackson. Thank you. All right. So where are your biggest takeaways from high school?
I'd say discipline, sadly. But we're going to need it if we want to continue on making this business like a real production, I'd say.
Yes.
As soul draining as school is. And this senior year especially, but we got to push through 2 more months and we'll be living the life, hopefully.
Yeah, you're almost there. All right, so go ahead.
I think the biggest thing that I've learned from high school mm-hmm. is that the content you're learning in classes is not what they're teaching you.
Ooh,
so
good job, Alex.
What I've really taken away is they're not teaching you the content that you need to know. They're teaching you how to learn. And so I have taken that to the extreme with this podcast, and the ability to learn quickly
mm-hmm.
has been such a help. Just being able to learn how to use recording software, how to use audio equipment, how to use a mixer board. I learned how to use a mixer board, and I had my dad help me. He does mixer board stuff at our church. Mm-hmm. He runs the sound booth. And so he helped me out a lot. But I was able to learn how to use a mixer board pretty decently in a day or two, just because school has taught me how to learn effectively and good strategies to use to actually internalize like content just by watching a video or reading through a few articles and actually being able to use that knowledge effectively and put it to good use. And so I think that's been my biggest takeaway from school, because I'm not going to college. So mm-hmm. I don't necessarily need AP physics or whatever I don't need the content from that. But what I do need is the ability to learn, especially going into this field where it's hard to get into.
Yeah.
And it's definitely hard to take media to like the top.
Yes,
It's very difficult. It's a very competitive world in media that... in production. And so the ability to learn quickly has been my biggest takeaway from school.
I think that's a beautiful way to look at it, because I think so many times everybody goes into it with a very negative attitude and a negative viewpoint on what school is. I mean, even I kind of said it was in a negative way when I said, you know, it's more like socialization. So I love that you came at that. You are so much older than your years, Alex, so much older than your years. And I think that that's a great segue into what y'all are doing, where you're going next. These kids have a podcast, guys. Like I said, they have a podcast. They're starting their own business. So y'all tell the world about your podcast. What, like, come on, tell them, because it's so exciting that y'all are so young and such entrepreneurial spirits. So really go into talking about your next steps.
So I have tried to start many businesses and many, I guess you'd call them side hustles in school, but I never really could find the drive or the passion because I just wasn't interested in what I was doing. Like it was, at that point, it was pretty much I could make a few bucks here and there, which everybody needs money. Unfortunately, it's the way that it is, but I just wasn't interested in what I was doing. And then I found podcasting and media and production, and I was like, this is what I want to do. As somebody who's been writing stories since I was really young, I've always, and like I said before, Critical Role was a big inspiration for this, seeing people write amazing stories together was just, it was mind-blowing to me because I didn't think that just anybody could get out there and write a story. Like, the people that do this are voice actors. Normally, when they're telling a story, per se, they're getting a script. So they're not writing this story from scratch. And yet, these people who normally would be handed a script were telling their own stories for years at a time. And that really changed the way that I looked at story writing. And so I got into writing short stories. I've tried to write novels. Unfortunately, none successfully yet. But I'm always trying to write more. And then I kind of got to
it only takes one.
It only takes one, yes.
It only takes one.
I'm trying to find the perfect novel to write and finish. But then I really took it to the next level and I said, well, what if I wrote not a story, but a world that my friends could run around in and have fun? And that's when I started writing for D&D. And I wrote a bunch of worlds and things like that, and we've finally settled on one that our entire production takes place in. And so we're getting ready to start our first campaign, where we're gonna do our first production, and it's gonna be really cool. We're super excited for it. The other two guests we have here today, Andrew and Jackson, they are two of the cast members, but we have four other cast members. So we have six people playing characters, and then I'm going to be taking on the role of Dungeon Master, which is, I kind of organize the world, and I like to think of the Dungeon Master more as a referee and a storyteller rather than part of the story, because they definitely do play a significant role, but I like to kind of sit back. Many people take different routes as a dungeon master. There's many different ways to do it effectively. But for me, I like to kind of sit back and let the characters tell the story.
I love that. And how did you get involved, Andrew?
I remember in sixth grade, I just got out of like running around the arena at Glenrose. Not fun. I was always a stinky kid. But I finally showed up in my sweaty gym clothes, and I was like, dang, what are y'all doing in the library? And like, we're playing D&D, man, come on. And dang, I don't know, it's just something about like casting spells with some little evil wizard was like the coolest thing. Like, gosh, I don't know what did it, but it was awesome. Rolling dice and stuff and making jokes. It was a really good time. And now here we are going even farther, like
even
taking it
further,
serious
taking
now.
It really serious. And Jackson, how about you? How did you get involved?
Also sixth grade. Yeah, D&D club in the library with Miss Hatley.
Hatley.
Yeah, she was super supportive, probably one of like, she didn't judge. That was cool. So D&D is like such a weird thing that you really have to be open-minded. And especially with like teachers, they are set in stone. Mm-hmm. Not like all teachers. I have a teacher named Mr. Nate Boyer, and he's like super open-minded. But so it was nice that she was open-minded and didn't just like shun us off or, you know, like D&D, which was seen as like a cultish thing. Mm-hmm. So.
And your parents are all very supportive of this next move?
Yeah. Most of them.
Yeah. There's some, but yeah, I mean.
What would you say to the parents out there with kids that are just not getting into it?
I'd definitely say, just say it's like Lord of the Rings, you know, that tends to work quite well.
To be open-minded about it.
That's what I was going to say, yeah.
To communicate with the kids and maybe get involved.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. I'd say one of the biggest things, and this is where we really reach kind of like our biggest obstacle.
Mm-hmm.
As young people, we're trying to get more of our friends involved at school, but we always have that barrier that's we're young, and so our parents are always trying to like kind of watch and monitor what we do, and that's a safe thing. I think that's
what we're supposed to do.
Exactly, and I think that's a great thing. But at the same time, I also think that going at it from a standpoint where you don't know much about it,
mm-hmm.
and just saying no, I think is the most harmful thing you could do. So I think definitely if your kids are approaching you and trying to like say they want to get started playing D&D, I think definitely don't immediately say no, because a lot of these parents were growing up in a time where D&D was in the news as like a sacrificial cult.
Like satanic.
Exactly. And it's not that at all.
Yeah.
I think definitely there are people who can take D&D too far, but I think it all goes back to the role of the dungeon master there, who is in charge of the content of the story.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think keeping an open communication with that person, whoever's taking on that role, and saying, hey, what is actually in your campaigns? Like, what is the content that you're okay with sharing with the people who play with you? And for me, it doesn't go very far. Like, being 18, we get into, it's not all rainbows and sunshine. We kind of try to play a more realistic kind of game where there are bad things that happen, but there's also good things that happen. And that's the entire role of the party. The party is really driving the story forward, and they're a force for good. And so that's the party's job, is although there are bad things in the world, the party is there to help and be a driving force for good and the being able to prevail in the world.
Yeah.
Okay, so y'all, let's touch on this before we wrap up. Y'all were talking about sponsorships and what y'all need for the business. Let's throw it out there what y'all need, because you never know. People listen to all over the world. So...
Mm-hmm.
Throw it out. How they know how to contact you. You have the socials. But do you have a web page or anything set up with a sponsorship package of any sort? Or how are your sponsorships set up?
So right now, we don't have a website per se, but we do have our domain reserved. So I would say the best way to get in contact, if you're trying to get in contact for possible sponsorships, would be emailing me at alex@dungeondiscussions.com. That would probably be the best way to reach out to me, and I have a Google form that I can send you with all of our sponsorships laid out on how they work and the costs of all of those. Currently, right now, we have two sponsorships, but we need as many as we can get. We're definitely moving in a direction.
You're starting a new business. You're starting a whole little production studio.
Exactly, and we're actually looking at leasing a building soon in our hometown, so we're definitely needing more money so that we can do that. Unfortunately, all of this stuff costs money.
So guys, at the bottom of the page, I will always put on the information and how you can get a hold of them. If you want to help these boys out with their new business venture, it would be much appreciated. I know there's moms out there that are listening right now that have kids that are in this. And I mean, let's do it. Let's see some magic happen, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much for getting on.
Thank you so
me.
Much for having, I,
you I, having I, us. I am... Really, I think it's important for us to all have an open dialogue, especially when it's children and adults, and to share and partner in these kinds of situations. You know, that's the joy about podcasting, is you get a little bit of their audience and they get a little bit of yours. So thank you, boys, for being on Get Enlightened with me, Lauren Scott. We'll see you next week.